Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comment for today, Friday, May 20th. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were July corn down 6¾ cents at 776.5, July wheat down 12 cents at 1188.5, and July beans up 0.5 cent at 1691. Apparently, it didn't show up in the export sales this morning, there was nothing official, but China may have bought three cargoes of U.S. beans for August delivery out of the Gulf. The Kansas Wheat Tour came up with a final at 39.7 bushels to the acre. That's against 47.4 on average, but it's above the USDA guess at 39 bushels to the acre. The Malaysians have once again flipped. This is now the third time this week about their exports. They now claim that local producers can set aside some of their production for domestic use. This may put them, the Malaysians, in a position where they won't fully participate in world exports out here. But, you know, who knows with these guys. It's the third time they've changed their mind this week. The weather around the country, some rain, some planting. It looks like a lot of guys will be able to get work done in between the raindrops out here, kind of spotty showers. It's still cold up in, you know, North Dakota. Looks like the extreme heat in the southwest abates a little bit over the next couple of days, so that's a little bit helpful out here. But overall, you know, wheat stocks around the world are still high. The Russians are going to have a big crop, but apparently the Russians may be bombing some of the fields in Ukraine. But to me, I think the world has kind of adjusted to, you know, Russia selling wheat despite the sanctions, Ukraine getting some wheat out one way or the other. And, you know, I still believe that whether Putin dies of natural causes, as he apparently has stomach cancer and Parkinson's, or whether he's taken out by his own people, I think there's a regime coming, change coming, but, you know, who knows over there. So at any rate, if the funds want to continue to liquidate here, I think that's really what it's going to be about. I think weather and everything else is going to take a back seat to whatever the funds want to do. If they want to add to their long positions, they will, and will move higher after a lower opening. If they want to sell it out here, you know, we're just going to be under pressure like we were yesterday. I don't think that the meal, I think the meal kind of did its thing yesterday. I don't see that taking a leadership role again here today. Crush margins have really backed off, so I think beans have a chance to get back some of their gains that they've had in the last few days here. They've held up best anyway against the corn and the wheat. That's really about it. The dollar is up 24 ticks. It's right at 103, so nothing really there. Metals are mixed. Dow Jones looks to open up 230 higher. But again, are the pros going to come in and sell more here? If they do, if the stock market was ever to close under 29,000, I think that's a major red flag for these equity markets. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.